You're listening to Raven, the talk show, mainly on Women Talk Radio.
With you, unstoppable woman, it's your time to shine. For more women, turn your life around. Girl, you have the power, there's no you can't achieve. Can nobody stop you if you believe.
Welcome to WPR Women Power Talk Radio, the show that's designed for the boomer woman in mind and the men who love them. Hi, my name is Raven Blair Davis. I appreciate you tuning in. Today we have a very special segment that we are airing for part two of the interview that we did with none other than Lindsay Wagner, the Bionic Woman. Last week we aired part one, so right after the interview of our featured Unstoppable Woman of Power, part two of Lindsay Wagner will air, so I'm going to invite you to stay for the whole entire show. You're not going to want to miss it. We have an amazing guest coming on before Lindsay, and then she will be following us. So sit back, relax, go grab yourself a cup of healthy coffee. Yes, like Les Brown says, nothing tastes as good as good health, so if you're going to drink coffee, why not drink it the healthy way? Why not indulge in a steamy, hot cup of latte, mocha, or the king of gourmet black? Nothing is as important as your health. So if you're going to drink coffee, why not drink it the healthy way? It's simple, it's easy, and it's coffee-licious. To find out more about how you can get your healthy coffee and also create some income from home in your midlife by promoting and marketing this coffee, it's a great business. I'm in it myself. Go to sippinghealthycoffee.biz, sippinghealthycoffee.biz, and that's what our show is brought to you each and every week by. We want to tell you a little bit about this unstoppable woman of power that I'm very excited to bring on to the show. Her name is Diane Woodard. Now, in the 90s, Diane spent 8 years in banking as an instructional designer, developing training programs before experiencing 2 layoffs. How many of us have been there? I know I have. That experience helped her relate to her many clients who've been let go after long, loyal careers. Diane assists individuals and groups to reconsider where they are and where they want to go from here. So that's what you want to do. You want to take a look and say, okay, this is where I'm at. Now where do I want to go, right? Of course you do. Well, Diane Woodard is the lady that can assist you with that. She especially enjoys helping women make the decision to start their own business. Her latest passion, her own calling, has led her to share what she's learned through pursuing her dreams, just as she learned from others over the years. It's all about paying forward. You know, we talk about that many, many times. And so Diane Woodard is our unstoppable woman of power that we are featuring today. And yes, she is certainly that. She is a woman that not only makes a difference, but she pays it forward. And how cool is that? Pay attention to what Diane has to say today, because you know what? She's talking about something that all of us will be able to relate to, and that is finding your calling after 50. I know I found my calling after 50. It was actually the age of 55 while I was waiting for my mom to get well in the ICU unit of Methodist Hospital. That's when I found my calling. That's when I realized a childhood dream and put it into action. A month later, my first show, which is the one you're listening to, Women Power, was born. If you want to find out more and hear that interview, you can go to Women, W-O-M-E-N, Power, P-O-W-E-R-radio.com, and click on Meet Raven and listen to the interview Fran Russell did with me, and you'll hear my story. So I am very, very excited about talking about finding your calling after 50, because it can happen. You can turn your dreams into reality. Today, Diane Woodard, well, you know what? She really gets what it means to commit to a new career since she made a major change to her career consulting in 1999. She discovered that she loved helping others make major transitions in their lives and work and decided to go back to school, get this ladies, at the age of 59 and get a master's in career development. Next, she started her own business, Focus After 50. And since then, she's helped hundreds of people find their challenge, find their callings over the years. So she's experienced firsthand the challenges others face when they decide to follow their calling after 50, when they decide that they're going to be the architect of their life, that unforeseen occurrences, challenges, and setbacks are not going to rule their lives. They're going to take charge, and they're going to make their dream, and take their dream rather, and turn it into reality, which is what she did. Diane, welcome to Women Power. You unstoppable woman, you. How you doing?
I'm great. Thanks so much. It's good to be with you, Raven.
Well, we're excited about having you because we got some great things to talk about. I mean, you know, the topic is absolutely perfect, finding your calling after 50. And I know we're going to be discussing how women can find their calling by trusting their inner voice rather than others' beliefs, why women realize their dreams by believing and investing in themselves. And I'm a huge believer that, Diane, we got to invest in ourselves. You're also going to be sharing your insider secrets on how we can be willing to ask for help, or how asking for help, rather, is the key to pursuing your calling. I always say if you don't ask, ask, you're not going to GET get. And then we're going to wrap it up where you're going to be sharing with us how being yourself works better than trying to fake it till you make it. And I'm all about authenticity. So, again, thank you for being on the show. Let's start with your story. I want to find out, and I'm sure the listeners would love to hear a little bit of your story on exactly what motivated you to go back to school in your 50s, and then what led you to start your own business in your midlife.
Well, you know, I think my story is similar to so many women in my age group, and I had stayed home and raised a family for several years, and I'd always been anxious to get back to work. And so in the 90s, when I was working as an instructional designer, I was then laid off and found that was my chance. That was my moment. And I had always wanted to be a career counselor. And so I didn't, though, find the time or the money to do it. And so at that time when I was laid off, I started a new job as a career advisor and found that I just loved the work. But I really wanted to learn more and bring it to a more professional level, which would, you know, help me to gain more confidence in my work and gain some new skills for helping clients. And I also had in the back of my mind having a private practice. As I began working in the field, I was really encouraged by others to go back to school and to think about private practice. So that was helpful to have that support.
Yeah, I bet it was. Now, speaking of support, did you find it was easy to get that support, or did you have to create it?
Well, that's a really good question. I think I had to reach out. I really had to be proactive and make contact with people who I thought had information and resources that would be helpful.
Mm-hmm.
And so I took opportunities, and that was the beginning of taking little risks that eventually led to starting my business. And I met so many great people in the process, and I've been able to learn from so many others. It's just wonderful.
Yeah, it really is. And I know you're about investing in yourself, and we tell the listeners all the time, you know, if you want to get there faster rather than slower, find someone that has paved the way and can help make your pain a little bit less, right?
Absolutely.
What obstacles do you find most of the women that you coach and mentor into them being able to turn their dreams into reality at the age over 50 and find their calling, what are some of the obstacles you have found they're facing in making their career transition after 50?
Well, you know, these days, both men and women are having lots of fears about whether they're ever going to find work again when they're laid off.
Oh, yeah.
And making major changes in their lives. But women in particular really have a tendency to believe others' opinions before their own, and rather than trusting in their own inner voice. And so that's one of the things that I work with women on, is to really help them get in touch with what is important to them and what their priorities are, not to disregard other people in their lives, but to be able to communicate about it clearly.
Mm-hmm.
And really voice what it is that they're striving for. And what happens is that a lot of women have been taught to invest in everyone else. you know, our children,
oh,
our parents,
yeah,
and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
But
it's like we're always giving, we're always caring, but when it comes to us, it's like we feel like we're being selfish.
And then for divorced women,
mm-hmm,
they might doubt whether they can ever become self-supporting if they've had that lifestyle where they've depended on their husband's earnings. And then some people, especially women, I think, have the feeling that business is a dirty word, you know, and, gee, I'm not really the natural entrepreneur. I have a sister who is, and, you know, I've always learned from her, but I've learned that we're two different personalities, and we approach business in a really different way, but that's okay. You know, and so I really help women to overcome a lot of these beliefs that we hold.
You do a great job of that. You're really good at what you do. Let's talk to those women about how they can get past those challenges. Share a couple of your golden nuggets for the listeners. You know, they may not be ready yet for coaching. They may not have the funds or whatever, but they really, really are tuning into Women Power to get some golden nuggets, some tips that they can start on their own and then eventually invest in themselves. So what, let's say, 2 to 3 insider secrets that you feel that can help them right now?
All right. I would say to listen to your inner voice and really pay attention to the gifts that you've been given and to embrace them in your life now. And maybe you have ideas of moving in a certain direction, so you can begin practicing using those skills with friends, with family, and just kind of stretch a little bit in the direction of using those gifts.
Okay.
And have the attitude, really, I have everything I need. Just when I was talking about my sister,
mm-hmm,
you know, we have a different bag of strengths, but that's okay. You know, I have what I need to be the best me I can be. And the other thing is to be willing to ask for help. And I've worked with so many job seekers over the years, and one of the best things to do is to go out and talk to people who are doing what you'd like to be doing.
Oh, okay. Get out there in the mix. Don't be afraid, huh?
Yeah, mm-hmm. And there's nothing to lose to say, I wonder if we could meet briefly. I'd love to talk to you about the field you're in because I'm thinking of going in that direction.
Mm-hmm.
And it's amazing how helpful people are willing to be and how much time they'll give.
Yeah, I agree with that. At first, I was very, very nervous into asking for help. I felt like, wow, if I ask for help, then it's not, then they're going to be like, well, you know, you're not an expert because you're asking for help. But, you know, that's exactly how you get things done quicker, because you are talking and asking people that have been there, done that, wore the T-shirt, got the coffee cup, the whole bit, right? And so they're able to get you past some of those real, real tough hurdles that you find yourself in. If we don't ask and if we don't open up our mouth and let people know what we're doing and how we're doing it and where we need their assistance or could use their assistance, then we're kind of stuck in a rut and we're not growing, we're standing still, and before you know, life is passing us by, and then that's how we give up on our dreams. Wouldn't you agree?
Absolutely. And the other thing is that it's been so comfortable for me to learn that the most successful women are the ones who are also willing to ask for help,
mm-hmm,
and to be willing to fail in some particular encounter.
Yeah.
But that's what success is about, is, you know, taking chances and learning from them.
Mm-hmm. And not being afraid to fail.
Yes.
Just like when we were kids riding a bike or skating. I know I was the worst skater, and I barely could ride a bike, so I had two problems. But, you know, you kept falling, and you get back up, and you brush off your knees or legs or whatever, you know, put some Band-Aid on there, and you go on, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And that's what life is about, because we're going to fail. I mean, you know, 9 times out of 10, we're going to fail. So we know that. So be already prepared to say, okay, it didn't work the first time, but now I can work it. You know, now I'm going, now I know what not to do, and
exactly,
I'm going to try it again. Absolutely. Well, I want to remind everyone that you are tuned in to Women Power. We call ourselves WPR Women Power Talk Radio. This is our podcast that we air in iTunes, and we're going to be bringing our celebrity featured Unstoppable Woman of Power. Part two of The Bond of Woman, Lindsay Wagner, will be coming up following this incredible interview I'm having today with Diane Wooder. Now, Diane, she's a coach, and she's here to assist us in finding our calling after 50. That's where our topic is. But you know what? We're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to come back and speak with Diane some more and get some more of her golden nuggets. Meanwhile, I want to invite you to go to SippingHealthyCoffee.biz. That's our sponsors, whether you're looking for mocha, latte, or the King of Gourmet Black. You know what? If you're drinking coffee, why not change it to where you're drinking healthy coffee? Because nothing tastes as good as good health. Oh, no. So why not indulge in a steamy, healthy cup of coffee and make it healthy? If you like green tea or hot chocolate, they have that too. You know, SippingHealthyCoffee.biz is a great business. We're speaking about businesses in your midlife over 50. SippingHealthyCoffee.biz is a great business. Make sure you check it out, but be sure to order you some coffee today. It's simple, it's easy, it's healthy, and it's, let me take a sip. Oh, yeah, it's coffee-licious. Sure, you're right. We'll be back right after these commercial breaks.
An important message from Medicare and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Got 2 miles to go, John. Why are you smiling?
Oh, you'll like this. I just changed my Medicare.
Open enrollment?
Yep. I compared plans and found coverage that's better for me.
Did you see the new benefits we get from the new health care law?
What?
Like, well, 50% off brand name prescriptions for anyone in the donut hole.
Really?
Come on, John. You got to keep up.
Open enrollment is November 15th to December 31st. Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
Are you concerned about our planet and leaving it a better place for your kids and grandkids? Concerned about the chemicals in your homes and whether the foods you eat provide you with sufficient natural nutrition? Well, you can give yourself and your family peace of mind with Shackley. Shackley has always turned to nature for the answers. With over 50 years of environmental leadership, scientific innovation, and Shackley's 100% guarantee, you can trust their products always work, are always safe, and are always green. Shackley is the pioneer in social marketing, too, and their inspirational compensation plan is ideal for today's economy. So whether you choose to experience Shackley as a consumer or join us by sharing Shackley with others, you can be certain you've joined a family with a history, a conscience, and a vision. For more information, visit www.firesong.myshackley.com, where we can make a difference together. Remember, that's www.firesong.myshackley.com, with Shackley spelled S-H-A-K-L-E-E.
Welcome back to the second portion of this part of our show with our amazing, unstoppable woman of power, Diane Woodard. And make sure you have your pencils handy, because very shortly Diane's going to give you some information on how you can connect with her, and she'll also let you know some of the services that she can provide for you to help you in finding your calling after 50, because that's our topic today. And we're talking to Diane, and she's sharing with us why women find their calling by trusting, or how women find their calling by trusting their inner voice. She spoke about that, rather than others' belief. Why and how women realize their dreams by believing and investing in themselves. You got to invest in yourself, even if it's just investing time to Google, to do search, to listen to shows like this, to get audio series, to get books, you know, to get reports, or, you know, to get there faster rather than slower. Get you a mentor. I've certainly have had tons of mentors. Most of you that's been tuning into my show, you know, I talk about Alex Mendozian, Cynthia Kersey, Lance Pierce, Jeanette Cage, Jack Canfield, you know, I could go on and on. I have different mentors for different things. I didn't always have the funds to do it. So what I did until I had the funds to do it, I just plugged into as much free information, and thank God we have the internet. And I got consultations from people like Diane's. A lot of them offer free 5, 10, 15-minute consultations, and gave them a little bit, a tidbit of where I was at and where I wanted to go, and they were able to move me fast. And that's what I want you to do today, not just listen to the audio, but put something in action that's going to change your life today, so that you can truly, truly, my friend, start finding your calling, because life is precious. And if you're 50 and up, time goes fast. It goes really fast. while you're healthy, while you can do it, you want to find that inner voice. You want to listen to that inner voice. You want to discover your passion and turn your dreams into reality. Not tomorrow, my friend, but today. Right, Diane?
Absolutely.
Why put it off?
Yes.
Life is precious. It sure is. Let's talk about the secrets of women who succeed in following their dreams. I know you shared a little bit of that secret. One of the secrets was that they invested in themselves. What are some of the other secrets?
The ones who really have been successful are willing to take those risks and invest in themselves, as you've said. And they're willing to say, I don't know, or I'm afraid that. And if they can voice their fears, then they can begin to really examine them and turn them around, which is one of the methods that I use to help people to really take a look at how true some of the beliefs are that really take away our power, speaking of women power, and to really put it out there and look at it objectively and say, you know, there might be a grain of truth in that, but I can really overcome that particular small issue, and I don't need to be afraid.
I like what you said when you said voice your fears. How important is it really to voice your fears? I mean, is it really that important to voice our fears? And when you say voice them how?
Preferably with a coach.
Okay.
But it could be with a friend. It could be by writing, depending
good.
On whatever works for the individual.
Just get it out.
Yeah.
Because as long as it's in there, the pain is there.
Yes.
So it's kind of like when we voice it, we're releasing it.
Yes.
We're releasing the fear. We're releasing the anxiety or the pain, because it's that anxiety, that pain, that self-doubt, that uncertainty that's causing the fear.
Yes.
It's not a real thing.
And there's a method, there's a book called Taming Your Gremlin, which for some women, they have recurring negative messages that they might have been taught in childhood. And you really can learn a new process for kind of looking at that little gremlin objectively and saying, it's not true. You know, it's giving me these messages. And the other thing that's important as a secret is that really being vulnerable can make you more powerful.
And that's interesting. Being vulnerable can make you more powerful.
It seems like such a paradox. It is a paradox that by being yourself and being authentic, as you say, it allows you to really connect with other people. And it makes life better and it makes your work much more effective.
Right.
You know.
Yeah. Okay, can you give, without giving your whole system and everything that you're going to offer to the listeners at the end on how they can plug into you, can you maybe give us one or two examples of, you know, voicing that fear, stepping away from it, and then anything else in that area of what we just discussed that might help them?
Sure. So one of the things that so many women who I've worked with are dealing with is this fear that they will never work again because they've been laid off. And there is age discrimination, that's true. But that's, they actually will say that with me. And so I use a method which comes from Byron Katie. And it's a process where you take a look at that and say, is that statement that you will never work again true? And they say, well, maybe not. Can you absolutely know that it's true? Well, no. And how do you behave when you believe that thought that I will never work again? Well, I stay home. I don't get out and do my job search. I don't have any thoughts about my future work. And it paralyzes me. And so then we turn it around and say, how else can you look at this situation? And how else can you make that statement by turning it around? And so most of them will say, I will work again. And it's the beginning of a process of really reversing those disempowering thoughts that we have.
Yeah. Now, what type of work are you seeing that a lot of women and men 50 are able to land? And are you, when you talk about, being able to do this after the age of 50, are you also saying or suggesting that they start a business, or are you basically talking about them actually doing a career working in corporate or something? Just clarify that for us, please.
I've been drawn recently particularly to helping people start their own business, and that's because I've seen so many people, as we hear in the news every day, who are not able to get back into the job market.
Yeah.
And the job market is really changing, and what's happening is that history is repeating itself. We're going back to the days before there was a job.
Yeah, to the businesses. And we're thriving. A lot of us are thriving, but it goes back to the mindset and an investment and all the in ourselves and all the other stuff you mentioned. But I wanted to bring that up because I wanted the listeners to know we're not saying that you can't get a job at the age of 50. Certainly you can, depending on what industry. What you might want to do if you're looking for a job is Google what jobs, and I love having Google, you know, it's just awesome. What jobs what are the hottest jobs right now for women or men over 50? And Google will tell you, you know. And I would think, you know, maybe the healthcare industry and some of the other ones that they're not laying off that much. But certainly you definitely want to take a look at having your own business, as Diane was saying, because this puts you in control. This means you're not working for a boss that's your son or your daughter's age, you know. This means that you don't, if you need to go to the doctor or you need to take care, because many of us, as you know, Diane, are taking care of our boomer parents, you know, and having your own based business allows you to have your time and to work it the way you want. Can you kind of share your thoughts on that?
Absolutely. And, you know, I've been working with job seekers for 12 years, and it is much worse than it has been. And some people are having to take much less pay than they used to earn in the job market. And so it's, you know, I've worked with a lot of single moms, and it's really a sad state that they're not able to become self-supporting. And so really this thought of having your own business is a great alternative, partly from the perspective of employers who don't want to have people on the payroll 52 weeks a year.
Yeah, they really
don't.
They
want to be able to hire people as needed to do the work. And so it really is evolving to a different workplace with small companies serving the larger company.
Right, and businesses are now not wanting to pick up on the health insurance and all that stuff. They really are not. They want it easy.
Not so much anymore.
Not so much. Absolutely, because it's changing for sure. I want to remind the listeners that you are tuned in to WPR Women Power Talk Radio. This is our special segment that we're airing for the first time in iTunes, where we're bringing celebrity Unstoppable Woman of Power that we're featuring. Part two of Lindsay Wagner's interview coming up right after my interview with Diane today. We did air part one of Lindsay Wagner, the Bionic Woman's interview, last week, so feel free to go back and listen to that interview along with our featured Unstoppable Woman of Power that came on before her. And today our featured Unstoppable Woman of Power is Coach Diane Woodard. She is here. She is here, and she's going to tell us how she can assist you in finding your calling after 50, because obviously, you know, for time's sake, we can only go over a couple things. But so I want to invite you to, you know, grab something to write with so that you can write down her information and get plugged into her. Say, hey, I heard you on WPR Women Power Talk Radio, and I want to find out more. Like she says, you got to invest in yourself. You got to ask for help. Don't continue being stuck in a rut at the age of 50, 53, 55, 56. You know, Diane's life turned around in her late 50s. Mine turned around in my late 50s. You know, and I look back and I'm like, wow, I wasted such a big part of my life. I encourage you not to waste your life anymore. You don't have to. There's too many resources we have and tools that we have that can assist us in turning that dream into reality. And what Diane is talking about, finding your calling after 50 because you can do it. We'll be back right after this commercial break with our final two questions for Diane and then on to the Bionic Woman, so don't you dare go away. Back with more from Diane Witter right after this commercial break. Diane, as we go out to commercial break, why don't you go ahead and send them to your website?
Great. You just need to go to Focus After 50. That's F-O-C-U-S After 50.
I love that, by the way. Go now to FocusAfter50.com. FocusAfter50.com. Back with more from Diane Witter.
Would you like to lose weight the natural and healthy way? Rosalind Franken is here to help. Rosalind is a professional consultant, speaker, and acclaimed author, offering proven programs to help you lose weight and live a healthy lifestyle for lasting results. And it's all based on the principles in her book, The A-List, Mind Guiding Principles for Healthy Eating and Positive Living, a book inspired by her own experiences as a cancer survivor who has overcome her own battles with health and weight. With Rosalind's program, you'll get her full attention, one-on-one, and it's all done by telephone and email, so you can access it regardless of your geographic location. You'll get Rosalind's special brand of practical guidance, personal insight, and positive inspiration to help you stay focused, motivated, and on track. Just imagine, no more diets, no more pills, no more going hungry or feeling deprived, no more guilt and no more shame. Just lasting results for a healthy body and a happy heart. Book your free consultation today by logging on to www.rosalindfranken.com or call 877-852-5852. Don't forget, log in to www.rosalynfranken.com or call 877-852-5852.
You should never have to worry about not having enough money. You should know exactly how much there is and sleep soundly knowing where you stand financially. All of that is taken care of with Financial Advocates for Seniors looking out for you. Personal financial planner Sandra Cherry can be called at 818-706-3745 for an interview. Avoid becoming a victim, alleviate your stress, and have peace of mind knowing your assets are protected and being monitored for you by Sandra Cherry and Financial Advocates for Seniors. Contact her at 818-706-3745 for an interview.
Welcome back. We are so glad that you're here. Have you had your Sippin' Healthy Coffee? If not, go to sippinghealthycoffee.biz, a latte mocha or the king of gourmet black. Remember, nothing tastes as good as good health, so why not indulge in a steamy hot cup of coffee? Because you know what? It's simple, it's easy, it's healthy, and it is coffee-licious, my friend. Oh, yeah, sippinghealthycoffee.biz is what our show is brought to you by each and every week, along with our other sponsors. We appreciate you tuning in, and we want to remind you that part two of Lindsay Wagner's incredible interview will be following this incredible interview with our featured Unstoppable Woman of Powers coach, Diane Woodard. And now I know our time is really coming close to an end, but there's a couple other things I want to ask you. And one of them is, I'm just curious, what trends have you noticed about those who are following their dreams in their 50s?
Well, you know, in general, more people after 50 are continuing to work. They really are choosing it, not only that it's a financial necessity for everyone, but they want freedom from the traditional job. They're looking more to do their own thing as a worker. And then the other thing is that people are really at this stage of life more spiritual and more heart-centered. They're really trying to find their higher self. And this applies to both women and men. So it's an interesting phenomenon.
That is interesting. You said they're trying to find their higher self. Is it because of the, you know, the down, you know, what do you call it, with the economy being as messed up as it is, or is it because you're seeing they're because of their family members being ill, you know, they're like realizing that, ooh, life is precious, I better get on the ball, or what do you think it is?
You know, I think the whole lifespan is shifting because we're living so much longer.
Mm-hmm.
And we're having a new phase of life where we can step back and say, what am I going to do next? And so maybe some people at least have the leisure to think of what is going to make my life meaningful
mm-hmm.
and fulfilling.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Right. Well, you know, I know you got some things you want to share with the listeners before we wrap up, but my final question to you is, what made you so passionate about this? What made you decide to, you know, hey, I want to help women become their own boss? Where'd that inspiration come from, girl?
Well, you know, it's really a deep-seated frustration that I've had in my work, which is that so many people are struggling financially,
mm-hmm.
and they're being kind of shut out of the job market. And these are people with such abilities that it really motivates me to help them find a new avenue in their work and overcome the struggles that they've had both personally in some cases
mm-hmm.
and in the workplace. You know, there are a lot of negative things happening these days for employees.
Yeah, it really is. For those that are stuck out there and they're, you know, kind of concerned, okay, you know, they see the people around them getting younger and younger, do you advise that they start thinking about a plan B, so to speak, now while they are working, or should they just kind of just throw themselves into what they're doing and not even worry about it? Just curious.
That is so important. You need to be your own advocate in the world of work today.
Mm-hmm.
And so many people just have the idea that their job will last until they want to retire, and it's not happening. So absolutely, always be thinking, what am I going to do next?
Speaking of what are we going to do next, what are we going to do next to get connected with you, Diane?
Well, on the website, focusafter50.com, you would just go to the contact page, and that gives you a little form to fill out to have a free consultation with me, which is a 30-minute session. And I would really look forward to meeting with you and talking about your own personal situation and seeing if what resources I can offer. So that would be a pleasure.
Okay. And, again, that's focusafter50.com. FocusAfter50.com. Our featured Unstoppable Woman of Power today, Diane Woodard. Make sure that you check her out by going to FocusAfter50.com and shoot her an email. Let her know how much you enjoyed the interview and see her and find out how she can assist you. Do you take telephone calls?
Yes.
Okay, and what number can they contact you at?
818-704-1233.
All right, ladies. This has been another edition of Women Power, but don't go nowhere, because coming up is part two, the extension of our interview with celebrity Unstoppable Woman of Power, who is was known as the Bionic Woman back in the day. You remember her, Diane?
Absolutely.
Back in the day, yeah.
Yes.
And, well, her name is Lindsay Wagner, and she is coming up right now. So don't you dare go nowhere. Sit back, relax. Diane, before we let you go, we want to say thank you so much for being our Unstoppable Woman of Power. You certainly are. Thank you for having the passion to assist women after 50 in finding their calling and in becoming their own boss so they can depend on nobody but them on their own terms. How cool is that? So thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Thank you, Raven. It's a pleasure.
Okay, here we go. Are you ready? It's time for the Bionic Woman. So sit back, relax, continue sipping on your healthy coffee, and listen to this pre-recorded interview, first time aired in iTunes. Tell your friends about it. Take this MP3 or send them the link and say, hey, you got to check out this interview with Diane Woodard. She talked about finding yourself after age of 50. And also, guess what? The Bionic Woman, Lindsay Wagner, part two. Get ready. Here we go.
You're listening to Raven, the talk show made on Women's Talk Radio.
Well, hello and welcome back.
I am delighted you are here once again as we bring to you part two of Lindsay Wagner's incredible interview. Hi, this is Raven Blair Davis, and you're tuned in to Women Power Talk Radio. Thank you so much for joining us. You know, last week was awesome. I tell you, Lindsay, she is truly an unstoppable woman of power. My friend, if you like last week, you're going to absolutely love this week because we are bringing you a full hour of Lindsay. So I want you to sit back, relax, drink on your healthy coffee, and enjoy. And if you're wondering, what the heck, Raven, talking about this healthy coffee? Well, rush on over to SippingHealthyCoffee.com. That's SippingHealthyCoffee.com, and you'll get the scoop on that. And while you're there, grab you a couple samples so next week you can be sipping on yours as you listen to our featured Unstoppable Woman of Power. I want to remind you this show is for you, my friend. Yes, it is. It's to empower, inspire, and encourage you to dig deep inside and go for your greatness. And don't let anyone tell you that you can't do what you know in your heart, your passion and purpose is. I know you can do it. So stop settling and go out there and begin to turn your dream into reality. When you do, you'll be like me, smiling not only on the outside, but in the inside. And that's a good feeling. As my daddy used to say, mighty fine. I appreciate you coming to listen to Women Power each week, and I encourage you to share us with a friend. But without further ado, right now, I bring to you the second part of our interview from last week with none other than acclaimed actress Lindsay Wagner.
There is potential beyond our imagination when we open up in those ways. And the more we try to define who we are, the less we get clear about who we are. That's one of the things that I have found. It's identifying with who we think we are that keeps us from knowing who we
are. That's interesting.
All the things we do, we tend to think that's who I am. And identify things that you're capable of doing. But when you think that that's you, or that's something you're not capable of doing at this point, that's who you are, right away you've limited your experience of who and what you are and your ability to do amazing things and just keep doing whatever you might want to do. The other thing, and I know you deal with this because you talk about living your dreams and your potential, I like to encourage people to question your dream. What's that dream about?
Okay.
You know, on a physical level, to have more of this or to somehow get in touch with, do I think that that's going to bring me happiness? Do I think that that happiness is out there with that and that then happiness will come to me? Because to me, the peace and the love and the joy are inside us already. There are natural propensities and gifts that we've been given, all of us, in one way, a unique way or another, unique to us, that in following that and expressing those gifts in this world will bring us success and joy, and expressing that love and that peace on that journey is, in my opinion, what's going to bring us far more happiness than the success, what we might consider external success, i.e. equaling this many dollars, you know, per year in my company. Not that that's not important, but to relate to that is where the happiness is, as opposed to the propensities we have to go out and do that and find love and joy every step along the way. That's what interests me, and to me that's what human potential is. To me that's what, you know, like, for example, the definition of unconditional love.
Right.
To me, unconditional love doesn't mean you're always willing to forgive, because if you have to forgive, then you have judged.
That's interesting. If you have to forgive, then you have judged.
Right. Forgiveness. You say, well, I will forgive you, and therefore I'll open up, and therefore I'll love again, and I'll let you love me again. Okay. What does that imply? That implies that you retracted it, that you closed up by way of someone else's, or in response to someone else's behavior. Unconditional, the word unconditional means there are no conditions required.
Period.
For me to love you.
Mm-hmm.
So no matter what your behavior, I don't have to close up. That's limited programming and not experiencing in another form how I would consider our potential. We have the potential to to unconditionally love, because that love is inside of us. And so we don't have to close it off. If you don't take someone else's behavior personal, then why do you have to stop loving them just because they're having a really bad day and acting out really poorly, even if it is at you? It still isn't about you. It's only about you if you make it about you. Even if you make a mistake and somebody's yelling at you because you made a mistake, they're yelling at you as opposed to helping you lovingly and pointing it out or helping you correct it. They're yelling about you isn't about you. Even though the trigger, that's about their own pain. That's about their own programming. That's about their own inability to be unconditionally loving. It has nothing to do with you.
So get past it having to be about you all the time. Get the ego out the way.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. To me, that's the kind of human potential that once you start living that way, once you can reorient and recontextualize your worldview, your view of yourself, your view even of your relationship with God, if you think in those terms, to be in the intention to love as opposed to protect, to be in the intention to learn rather than to get or learn about others, it's about our perspective, and that's what my programs are about.
And speaking of your programs, let's talk about that for a moment, because I know you got some workshops and retreats. I think it's called Quiet Mind, Open Heart.
Quiet the mind, open
quiet
the heart,
the mind,
and open,
open
the heart.
Mm-hmm. Okay, tell us about that.
Well, basically, it's a lot about what we've been talking about. They're all based, depending on the variety of them, they're still all based on what to me is very real, and that is that our experience of any life circumstance, is a function of our perspective of it. And that is the core principle of everything that I work with. So what I do is I help people to see and release perspectives and old wounds that color our perspectives that are in fact the source of the majority of our suffering, regardless of the circumstance that we're in.
It's so hard for some to let go of those old wounds. So can you share your thoughts or anything that can assist those that may be holding past hurts inside and it's starting to kill their spirit, for life?
Yeah.
What can they do? How can they get back on track?
Pardon?
Yeah,
exactly. Well, because, it takes a safe space, first of all. And, and hopefully, and I do feel like I've been successful at creating a really safe environment in the workshops where people have an opportunity to open to that. It's also, you end up getting a grander sense of who we really are by the time it's over. When I talk a lot about our energy field, we're learning so much about what we're made of, even in the strictest of the highest echelon of science today, they know and have, basically proven that what we are is energy or spirit. What, if you use religious language, to me it's kind of, they're talking about the same thing. We're spiritual beings. There is no such thing even as dense matter, because even in a cell or an atom, it's 99% space and 1% what they're calling, 1% density, matter, an atom. And now they've got nanophysics and they're going even smaller than the atom, and they're seeing that there's more space in that part that we thought was solid. So, that being said, it's not that there's nothing there, but there's energy and it's oscillating in certain ways. And so I deal not only with ideas that we can think about and concepts in them, but I deal a lot with shifting the energy. When you really are loving someone, you don't even have to say anything. You be with that person, right? You're there. No words need to be said. You feel it. And you just feel changed by it. Is that, you can relate to that?
Yes.
Yeah. That's energy. That's love. It's the energy of love emanating from your body, from your beingness, to another person's beingness. And it's fanning. Fanning, if you will, that same frequency in the other person. It's already there in the other person. It just gets fanned. When you love me and I feel loved, I didn't get love from you. You awakened my love by way of your love.
Oh, I love that. people.
And the same thing is true with our resentment and our hate and our anger.
Yeah, I was going to say, the opposite,
and,
same
you know,
thing.
Because those are energies as well. So we talk a lot about that in the program, and it gets pretty clear. So once you start seeing, and we have demonstrations and experiences with that, you know, once you start seeing that, and it starts really making experiential sense to you, that whole principle, it becomes very clear that when you are holding resentment and to forgive or whatever, that you're hurting yourself more than you're hurting someone else. We say, you know, James used to say in the program, in the jail program, that somebody hurts you or, you know, steps on your toe, and you get really angry and go take some poison and then sit back and wait for them to get sick. You know, that's kind of how it works. But we're under the illusion that if I don't let that, my love for you, be here, that somehow that will protect me. But what it does is it reduces your life force. And your immune system starts to go, as well as your sense of well-being.
And that's when your spirit is fully...
And your spirit shrivels.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I've been there. I've felt that. That's not a good feeling.
And it's just, you know, we learn things as kids.
Mm-hmm.
We interpret things as kids. We see people fighting and arguing, and we see how they behave after the argument seemingly is over. So we learn all these patterns. God bless all of our parents. We weren't handed down anything on purpose. You know, they did the best they could with what they got handed down to them. So nobody's really to blame where we are at any given time. But we do have a lot of programming in our, what I call the file cabinet, that keeps us from experiencing how amazing we truly are, the profound amount of love and patience and compassion that we have inside of us, but don't get it or believe it because we've learned lies about who we really are when we're kids. And as much as we think we've grown up, most of the time you'll see you're functioning like a child most of the time.
Yeah, I know.
Through a concept that you absorbed at that age.
Mm-hmm.
And interpreted as a child what you were seeing even. So it isn't even that you're doing exactly what maybe was going on, but it was a child's interpretation of it. And we start living through it, and then we start believing that that's the way the world is. We start believing that's who we are. And so unraveling that is what we do in the programs, as well as be able to deeply relax and experience letting go of our fears and our wounds for a little while, to the point where we start feeling our spirit again. And when that happens, it's so much easier to let go of all of it. But you need, you know, a safe environment where there's a lot of love to be able to do that.
Well, I want you to share real quickly how our listeners can find out more about your retreats and your workshops.
Mm.
And maybe even share with us when you're planning the next one.
Yeah, I don't know when the next one is in the U.S. I don't know how far your show goes. Is it going to...
Well, it's worldwide.
Mm-hmm. Oh, great. Okay, so I have two websites. One is LindseyWagner.com. The other is LindseyWagnerInternational.com. And at the moment, I have several programs still going on, well, a few going on in Europe. I'm heading out again Saturday. And I'll be doing some in Ireland in June, starting the second week of June.
Okay. Any in Australia coming?
No, not yet.
We have lots of listeners there in Australia.
Oh, great. I would love to do it in Australia. One of the things, how we work, and this might be of some interest to some of your listeners,
okay,
is that I have my international coordinator. I also have a U.S. coordinator. And we like to work with local coordinators. So someone who feels motivated could be a local coordinator and help us set up an event wherever you are, wherever you live.
Oh, fantastic.
And... Okay. That's just a matter of contacting one of the coordinators, and they can talk you through how that works for
the
us.
Pricing and all that, what the...
Right, right, and the various requirements for a local coordinator. I've also been doing a lot for nonprofits. for example, I work with, in England they call them carers. Here in America we call them caregivers,
mm-hmm.
people who have work with or have severely disabled children or Alzheimer parents, or, you know, people who
right.
are literally caring for someone who cannot care for themselves, which is a full-time, nonstop job.
My sister has been doing that for almost 3 years now with my mother, and it is, I see her kind of aging
yeah.
because she's taking, you know, she's putting all her energy in taking care of mom.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So you understand that,
oh, yeah.
the stress is on that lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
And my work in England kind of started being proliferated through a woman who was a carer. She came and did some work with me and found it so helpful that she said, will you come and do a workshop? So she went through their support group, and they got the nonprofit to fund the workshop. So it works both in public arenas and in nonprofit arenas or support group type arenas or sponsors. And now we've done several for the carers groups over there in England, and I did one a couple of weeks ago, which was really exciting, for the NHS, the National Health Services in England, and sharing some of the techniques that I use that are so immediately helpful, sharing them with their psychologists and people who work in the mental health field at the National Health Services over there. And that went really well. I was very excited about doing that. And in July, I'll be doing another NHS again, only for drug addicts that are in recovery. So it's something that can be done through your support groups or nonprofits as well as the public arena.
Oh, that's fantastic. I just
yeah.
love the fact that you give so much of yourself and you give back and you pay it forward. So I'm just in awe at hearing you speak about the different things that you're involved with. You listen to WPR, Women Power Talk Radio. Hi, I'm Raven Blair Davis, the host of the show, and each and every week we bring you unstoppable women of power right here to uplift, encourage, and inspire you along your journey. We appreciate you for tuning in. We'll be back right after this commercial break.
Are you happy? Do you know what joy feels like? Are you satisfied with your job, your relationship, your life? Well, I'm here to tell you that you can change your life right now. Andre Valeriani's hot new award-winning book, Bootcamp for the Brokenhearted, How to Survive and Be Happy in the Jungle of Love, is entertaining and full of groundbreaking information. Bootcamp for the Brokenhearted will improve how you think about yourself and others. Set and achieve goals. Live your life to the fullest. Find out the keys to changing your life instantly from author, columnist, relationship coach, and board chair of Self Esteem Boston, Andre Valeriani. Buy the book everyone is talking about, Bootcamp for the Brokenhearted, How to Survive and Be Happy in the Jungle of Love. Available online and in bookstores now. For details, visit www.bootcampforthebrokenhearted.com.
It's cookie time. Ladies and gentlemen, Wally Amos is baking America's best tasting cookies again using his original recipe with pure butter, Watkins pure vanilla extract, lots of chocolate chips, nuts, raisins, and other natural ingredients. Wally is offering his new cookies called Chip and Cookie online at www.chipandcookie.com. That's chipandcookie.com. When you place an order at chipandcookie.com, your cookies will be handmade and fresh baked in Hawaii, then shipped out the same day via air using USPS priority mail. Orders usually reach the East Coast in 3 to 4 days and the West Coast in 2 to 3 days. You don't have to leave the house. Your baking days are over. Just visit chipandcookie.com today and order the cookies that made Amos famous. That's chipandcookie.com. Thank you very much. You will be happy you did. Aloha. I'm Wally Amos, and I love these cookies. It's cookie time.
Yeah.
Hi, this is Janice F. Kearney, author of Conversations with William Jefferson Clinton. And when I'm home and relaxing, I love listening to Women Power Radio. You know what? Women Power Radio empowers boomer women and lets us know that life is just beginning and the best is yet to come. And now, here's your wonderful host, Raven Blair Davis.
I know at one time, I'm not sure if you still got it going on, but didn't you have an organization called Girl Power or something like that?
Oh, you're talking about Teen Talking Circles.
What is it called?
Yes, Teen Talking Circles.
Teen Talking Circles.
Yeah, that's a wonderful organization that a friend of mine started. I'm on her board of directors. They're based out of the Northwest in the United States. And she trains facilitators to run talking circles for especially young girls. They do have them for young men as well, young boys as well. It's upper junior high through high school age.
Okay.
She chose to set these up for that age group because, especially in this country, you know, we have a lot of mommy and me stuff. There's a lot of child development stuff coming out. But by the time you get in, and then it jumps all the way over to young women in power, you know,
right.
Like you, what you're doing.
Right.
There's these years, these critical years where you're becoming this woman that you're supposed to know how to be by the time you're a woman. After you finish the jungle gym with mom, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden, they're just kind of forgotten on that level.
Mm.
So Linda was very interested in developing it for the young teenager up to 18.
Oh, wow.
And
amazing.
And it's teaching how to, again, talk, because many of us grew up with that same thing, how to express ourselves without dumping, you know, but and how to honor your feelings and how to listen. How to become a good listener for someone when they talk and not try to fix people. Because a lot of times, and especially it's true with women and girls, especially for women and girls, we do well when we talk, when we can talk it out. For men, it's different. Their brain functions different. They process differently.
They won't hold it in.
Well, but, you know, there's some wonderful brain research today that helps us understand that. And one of the reasons women think that men want to hold it in, it's not that they're holding it in. This is fascinating stuff. This is, again, what James teaches in his jail course that is so helpful when you understand the difference between the way a woman processes information and a man. That a woman takes, you know, we have the right brain, left brain, the feeling side, the linear, logical side.
Okay.
And so the creative side, the feeling side, women take in information through the brain first on that side. It comes in that door. And then it bounces over to the logic. So first we feel, and then we logic. And we have a larger pathway. We actually have a physically larger pathway from the right brain to the left brain. And so the information, as it comes in, goes into our feeling. We feel what we see. We feel what we hear. We feel what we, you know, and then it bounces over to logic. Then we can think about it. Then we can logic it. And then, but the electrical impulse with that information keeps going back and forth, right brain, left brain, left brain, left brain. So we feel, think, feel, think, feel, think. So when we're trying to figure something out or get to the bottom of what's upsetting us because we feel it first, we don't have access to our logic first, and then it goes to the logic, we just start to logic it out, but then we're feeling it again because that impulse goes back and forth and back and forth. So that's why when we start with, he's the most horrible, blah, 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 you know, blah, 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 and then it's like, well, is that how you really feel? Well, you know, I mean, he just really, he did da 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 da, because now the logic is coming in a little bit. But we're still, like, upset, so we still feel it. But I still feel it. And by the end of it, once you get it out, because the impulses are going right brain, left brain, right brain, left brain, left brain, the impulses, once we hit the logic part enough, what we realize is, we were so scared that something had happened to him when he didn't call. Or, I feel so bad about myself sometimes that I feared he was going to leave me. and he was just stuck in traffic. You know, but it takes us a while to get there because we have to feel it out first. So when we're allowed to feel, talk, and don't respond, if you will, with logic to the first thing a woman says when she's upset, let her talk it out.
Well, what else? Mm-hmm.
You know, blah, 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 get it out. And don't try to fix her. By allowing her to express it and move it through, she's going to fix herself. That's the good part about a woman.
Yeah, because we're going to defense mode.
Right.
You're trying to prejudge or fix us or something like
right.
that.
Right. Well,
yeah.
So now think about a man has a thinner pathway from the right brain to the left brain. Mm-hmm. And his information comes into the logic side first. So when it comes in, we can't figure out why we just heard that the kids who said they were going to be at the bus stop aren't at the bus stop. He's going to go into logic. We're going to freak out, and we can't figure out why he's not caring like we are. What? Well, can't you? I mean, just calm down. What do you mean calm down? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We're coming from two different places, as well we should. But because we don't understand how different we really are in a lot of ways, in our mechanisms, mm-hmm. our perspective of him is that he's cold, and I can't even imagine how he isn't caring like I am. It's not that he's not caring. He's processing that information differently.
And that's funny that you should say that, because most of us women, I know I do, I'll go ahead and testify that I do it. I'm like, first thing, I'm like, how dare him? I can't believe.
Yeah.
I can't believe.
I know.
He didn't think that, or he didn't see what I'm trying to say.
I know. Well, now here's the problem.
Mm-hmm.
He thinks that we process the same way he does, too. So he looks at us and says, what are you all up about? Because what he sees uh-huh. is the logic of it. Now, he's got a smaller pathway, so when his information comes in to the logical side of the brain, sometimes it isn't even necessary for a man to go to the feeling side to work it out. And they're far more comfortable on that left brain, you know, that linear side, the logical side. And that is, in fact, their gift, but it is the lack of understanding how a woman's different and the lack of understanding how a man is different that we are fighting about. And we think we're fighting about the issue, and we're not. She needs to know that you're heard, that you hear me, and that you get me. He needs to know that...
You care?
That you respect what he's saying.
Oh, okay, yeah, respect him. Because men are, you know, I'm a man. So is that what that's going
well,
from?
You know, it's so complex. He's fighting to be right, and she's fighting to be heard.
Oh, okay.
So there's no possible way either one of them are ever going to win because they're fighting for different things. And if he's got to be right because he's trying to talk logic, and you're so off the wall with the emotion that he needs to know that you see that he's right, or at least get the logic of what he's saying. But we don't. We argue with the logic. We say, but blah, 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 because he isn't feeling, he isn't getting how we feel. And that's what we need him to get. We need him to get how we feel. And all we would really have to do is for us to say, okay, I hear that's how you see it right now. You're possibly very right, but this is how it feels to me. And so let me look at that again when I can emotionally be calmed down.
Don't try to solve everything right then.
And he has to stop saying, when he sees you in emotion, all this emotional and all these words coming out because that are pretty well irrelevant to the basic issue,
mm-hmm.
because they're all about how you're feeling about it, and that has to do with your own fears and your own, you know, whatevers.
Mm-hmm.
If he was to be able to just listen to you and be there for you and create a safe space for you to work through that, what you're feeling, and not try to fix you, not see that there's anything wrong with you, because if he thinks that you're just like he is, then obviously there would be something wrong with you if you're that emotional. If you logic like I do and you're that emotional, there's something wrong. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That perspective.
Yeah.
And if we're so emotional and we look at him and he's not feeling emotional about it, we then interpret that as he doesn't care. Both of those are so wrong. We don't get each other. So I don't know how we got off onto this, but
I don't know, but it's been good stuff.
Yeah.
So this is really good stuff because, well, it's part of our lives, and we're all dealing with something. And what you spoke about, you know, is so important because we're getting mixed signals, and I guess that's where it came from when they said men are from Mars and women are from Venus. We truly are.
Yeah. And we always think our perspective is real, how things really are, and that's why I keep, you know, my focus keep on our perspective. Get that's only your perspective, and it's only your perspective right now.
Right.
I guarantee
now.
You there's 10 things
that.
Before the end of seminar that you could think of that your perspective has dramatically changed in your life, and you see from this perspective now, you know, how that perspective was not really the most constructive thing way you could have been seeing things. You know, we can all find those in our lives. Therefore, we must remember and remind ourselves constantly that what I'm feeling right now is a function of my own perspective. And it's only my perspective right here and right now also.
That's interesting.
And, yeah, when you shift your perspective, your whole feeling and experience of that same thing changes. It can change from resentment to compassion, change from fear to compassion. It can change from so many possibilities once we shift out of the perspectives that hold limitation and don't hold our human potential and all that is possible, which has to do with healing completely, body, mind, and spirit.
You know what, you are 100% right, and let me just share this with you. I guess it was about maybe a month and a half ago, Lindsay, I was kind of having a real off day at work, wasn't producing sales, it was just like one, it started with technical problems, and then just one issue after another. You know, it started from me in the morning, as soon as I got up, this was before I got your relaxing CD, which we'll talk about in a moment, but it kept being like that, and I kept on working, but my mind kept saying, I kept having this thought, you need to change the course of your day. Then the other part of me was saying, Lindsay, no, I said I was going to make this amount today, and I'm sitting here until I make it, and I'm just going to make these calls and send these emails and do what I need to do. And the more I did that, the worse it got. The day just got terrible. And then finally, I said, okay, I'm going to listen to my inner self. And I went and I put on an old, I think it was a Tevin Campbell song, and played it, started dancing and got loose. And then it took me back to the days when I used to go to the club and hear the song.
Yeah.
And it got happy. And things changed just like I would cut on a light bulb.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. So you're right. You just got to flip it.
Yeah, exactly.
You
inside first.
That dancing made me feel different, didn't it? It released the anxiety and all that I was feeling.
Right.
And it put me somewhere else.
Right.
And your CD, Open to Oneness, since I've had this, I guess, for 3 weeks or so now, Open to Wellness, Your Well-Being is Closer Than You Know. I think I share it with you. It's just beautiful. It's beautiful. I love your voice in this. I love the soft music in it. I even love the way it looks. I mean, the picture of you is so surreal. You know?
Isn't that funny?
Oh, my God. It's
that was when we were in Cambodia.
Is that
it's called
was?
Angkor Wat. My kids and I were touring.
Oh, it's beautiful, beautiful. Nice color, you know, nice light mint green, I guess you would call that, or light green. You look so relaxed on the back, and it's got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 tracks on it. Mm-hmm. All of them short. I think the longest one is about 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
So they're very short. And you said one is the ability to experience our inherent connectedness while still perceiving and enjoying our unique
individual expression.
Individuation.
Yeah.
Tell us more about Open to Oneness and how they can get it. This is awesome. And you have also you have bookmarks and all kinds of goodies.
On LindsayWagner.com again, or LindsayWagnerInternational.com.
Mm-hmm.
This CD is available in the bookmarks and the little cards that are, I think we have the cards on there. I don't remember.
I
use them mostly for the workshops. But, you know, to me it's a prayer, an affirmation, an invocation. In this case, all of those words are applicable to the words that are on the CD and on the bookmarks. And it's really, oneness to me is the state of oneness, the experience of oneness. I know we've all experienced it in one way or another at various times in our life. And sometimes we stumble into it, and sometimes we actually seek it out, whether we do it through meditation or through going to the woods or sitting by a river or the ocean or, you know, even making love. At the end of making love, when you've really deeply connected with someone out of love,
whole different feeling.
That whole different feeling. There is the sense that you just won.
And you have your smiling baby inside and going around saying good morning to people.
But you can still, yeah, but you can still see.
Mm-hmm.
There's another person in front of you. You can still feel with your sense of touch and your sound and scent and all of that, that there is an individuation here and one over there. But your experience is as one. And that's what I mean by oneness. When we feel our connection, that profound connection, while still perceiving our individual expressions or our individuation in this world, in this dimension, we're feeling the level on which we are connected all the time, whether we know it or not, whether we experience it or not. That doesn't go away. It just gets covered up. And when our heart is not open and our mind is overactive, we can't feel it. We can't feel the connection. We can only perceive the separateness, the individualness. And then we feel really lonely. And then all of our coping mechanisms come up to deal with lonely, and they're just band-aids. And many of them are even dysfunctional mechanisms. You know, we don't want, it's kind of a vicious cycle. So to me, opening to oneness means opening to that profound connection that we have all the time to this whole creation, to each other, to the divine, to within ourselves. We often feel just even fractionalized within ourselves. So experiencing that oneness, that's what this CD is about. That's what kind of the goal of my whole programs really are, to help you connect with and experience that more in your life, because it's there, in my opinion. It's in my experience, it's there. It's just that it gets all mucked up with stuff.
Uh-huh.
So the music has been specifically designed to help you just deeply, deeply, deeply relax into oneness. Not into it, because it isn't going away, but relax to such a degree that you start experiencing it, because it's there. And then, you know, it's a half an hour meditation. I call it a meditation. You can call it whatever you want. It's just spending time with yourself, with the life force, with the divine, and just doing nothing but relax and surrendering to it, giving, you know, allowing it to rev up in you and experience that. And
no drinking coffee or tea, like you told me, huh?
Well, yeah, I mean, you can listen to the music. It's really nice music to have on in the background. It's very relaxing. I've had people give me reports, because the CD is brand new, by the way. It's only a month old. You got one of the very first copies.
I know.
And people are loving it. So we're just having just now getting the feedback and letters, and animals love it. I've gotten a couple of letters from people about how their animals are doing these funny, cute things, and the birds are just chirping and singing all the time it's on, and this one dog went and sat right in front of the speakers. He was a dog that had been, interestingly enough, he was a dog that had been severely abused, and these people had been rehabbing. They had him for several years.
And
he was
a
good dog by this time, and, you know, used to sit on this stool next to this lady when she would listen to music or when she would do her meditation. And she said that she put the thing on and was going to meditate. Dog got on the stool, and as soon as the CD actually started playing and I started speaking, the dog got off the chair, went over and sat in front of the speakers and just stared at the speaker the whole time the music was playing until it was over.
Well, I tell you, remember when I was speaking with you on it earlier, I was saying this would be perfect for moms that can't get their baby to sleep, because I was sharing with you how it makes me just a really restful sleep. Now, I'm going to ask you this. Let's see, you have Crystal Cathedral, Shifting, Water and Light, Canon ND, Fur Lindsay, Emergent, and Awaken. How did you come up with those names? Or was there any method to that? Or?
Well, yeah. The composer came up with Crystal's Cathedral.
Okay.
You know, people think the crystals have, like, power of their own. I'm not convinced in a lot of the people that I know that work with gems and whatnot. As I understand it, crystals really are amplifiers. And so people use them in various ways. I mean, they even use them in electronics. you know, to amplify things, to transmit through and to amplify. So the concept of a crystal cathedral, basically, it isn't really meant to mean Catholic in any way. It's just that home giving the sacred implication to amplify the sacred within us is the name of what was given to the song in which I speak the words, I open to oneness. And I encourage people to just kind of say those words along with me when you do, because it's really, I'm speaking for you. I'm speaking for myself as I was saying it, coming deeply from my heart when saying it. And it is, in fact, my prayer, my affirmation for everyone who would ever hear this. And I was thinking of everyone who would ever hear this when I said the words, as well as myself and, you know, my family and all those that I love. I was speaking it for all of us. So, you know, so just follow it along. It was meant to be followed along with, just in your mind, or even speaking it if you wish. I open to oneness, to causeless peace, joy, creativity, health, and unconditional love. And I am grateful. I am grateful. I am grateful. Gratitude is one of the most healing and profound feelings that we can generate within ourselves. It's very important to remember gratitude, and we have to actually practice it sometimes because we're not necessarily always taught how important that is.
You are so right. Why is that? I mean, how did, in our years of being raised, how was that skipped?
You know, how was that? And they skipped that one.
How did they skip that? Because, you know, we're learning now since they, I'm not sure if you've seen the movie The Secret, Lindsay.
Yeah.
And, you know, but that kind of brought the attention back into how important it is to have that attitude of gratitude and appreciation. You know, somehow that was buried deep all these other years, and now we're finding that and we're realizing we have to wake up in the morning and take some time listening to Open to Oneness, Lindsay's CD, and then feel that gratitude and embrace it before we jump off into our day. And then again at night, feel and appreciate the gratitude.
Yeah.
You have to. We lose it when we don't, for sure.
I don't know. That's a whole other radio show. I have thoughts about how we ended up where we are with that one, but we've just gotten out of balance. You know, we've forgotten that we're a part of this whole. As people have been encouraged to become individually powerful, they've kind of lost track of the fact that we're a part of this big, we're still part of this whole. And if we don't embrace that concept, we'll self-destruct as a separate consciousness that feels that it is a separate part of this whole. And that's kind of what we're doing. There's many of us self-destructing because we're relating to our separateness more than our connectedness.
But the good news is, even if we have self-destructed in the past, or even currently doing, Lindsay, you know, with that human potential that you spoke about earlier, we can change it. Just like you said, we can shift it. We just got to want it bad enough. Don't you dare go away, because we're going to come back with our unstoppable woman of power, Lindsay Wagner. Back right after this commercial break.
Let me ask you, does this sound like you? Are you concerned about your health and the health of your family? Do you look for ways to be greener for the planet and for your pocketbook? That was me more than 2 years ago, and I'm so grateful to have found this team and company, and I'm very excited to share with others. We're simply everyday people helping others to be in control of their lives. If you can answer yes to these questions, this may be for you as well. Do you want to be greener? Are you concerned about your health and the health of your family? Do you consider yourself a good communicator who would be willing to share information with others? Would you like to supplement your existing income without selling stock or delivering a single product? Our company is 24 years old and a leader in the wellness industry. We're about enhancing lives and reaching goals. Take the first step. Call Robin at 1-888-319-6518.
You're listening to Raven, the talk show, mainly on Women Talk Radio.
Closing out, And we do appreciate all the time and taking you way over your time. Thank you, thank you, thank you for sharing from your heart, which you are a truly authentic person. And I know I love that about you. I tuned into that right away my very first time talking to you. Mm. I like her. She's authentic.
Likewise.
You know.
It's been mutual.
Thank you. What is your last message you would like to share with the women over 40 that listen to the show and the men who love them that are stuck in a rut? You know, they're letting the economy and all the bad news tear them down. Some of them think, oh, my goodness, I'm in my 50s, I'm in my 60s. I can't dream anymore. What words of encouragement and inspiration can you share with them as we close out?
Wow, well, if I allowed myself to think that way, we wouldn't be having this conversation. I'd probably be hawking a movie. Or not even that. You know, when we get to this age, also, your parental obligations are getting less, and you even have more time to go back into, when I say go back into you, I don't mean to the egoic you, I mean to relax into and start really listening to your heart again instead of the demands of the external world, to your spirit. And that's where you're going to find what will propel you through the next stage of your life. One of the things that I want to do is the empty nest. I wanted some workshops on the empty nest syndrome.
Ooh, okay, all right,
because,
I'll be there.
I've been, you know, going through that of late myself, and that's a real fascinating adjustment. And I think it's whether you're experiencing it with your kids being gone or going away, or whether it's just because you have a built-in belief about age. They're just concepts. They're nothing but concepts that we have believed as truth. And so whether you're redefining who you are because you're no longer constantly needed by someone else in a very practical way, as you have been as a parent, and that went on for so long that you're having to truly find out who else you are, allow yourself to embrace that, and to even if you have to discipline yourself to say, oh, I'm going to choose right now to get excited about finding out who else I am. So whether it's about the kids or whether it's about, I've come to this age now, and if the kids aren't part of this transition for you, but it's age, I would like to find out what all I am beyond the limiting thoughts that I've been fed about age up till now, and get excited about finding the answer. I wonder who that is. I wonder who's in there. I wonder who else is in there. I wonder what else is in there. Instead of saying, I don't think I have or I don't know what is, just say, I wonder what is. And that just opens it up for you to find out.
It sure does. It's a whole different way of saying it. Yeah,
yeah.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so
much. You're welcome. Thank you.
For being here and sharing. And again, I want to encourage everyone to go to lindsaywagner.com for those international, www.lindsaywagnerinternational.com. You know, I didn't tell you this, but actually when I went to your site, I stayed there a good while. That's a good sign of a great website.
Oh,
because it made you want to sit, pull up a chair and sit.
You sit on the porch?
Yes, I sat on the porch.
Oh, that's so cool.
I love that. I love that. The colors and the way it was. And one more time, share the name of your workshop. I don't have it in front of me.
It's called Quiet the Mind and Open the Heart. Quiet the Mind and Open the Heart. I just wanted to encourage people, though, when you listen to the CD, when you have time, listen to it as a meditation or as a relaxation. So just literally sit or lie down and close your eyes and put it on. In addition to, if you want to, of course, you can have it on in the house or, you know, or play it around it when you're doing things. But I really want to encourage you to use it as a half an hour break for yourself.
Oh, I love it. Does it matter what time of day?
No, not at all.
Okay.
Whenever you can is fine. A lot of people have been using, and you said you found it yourself helpful to go to sleep and sleep better as you're sleeping.
Oh, yes. So when you're listening to a meditation audio like this, is there a such thing as you can listen to it too much? I mean, do you recommend we listen to it 3 times a day, once a day, a couple times a week? Or what's your recommendation on that?
Yeah. To actually Well,
no rule of thumb.
Not really. I think to formally listen to it once a day is enough.
Okay.
A lot of people just like the way it feels, so they play it in their house, too, you know, or whatever. But to formally do it as a meditation, I think, once a day. And but you can experiment. If you find that you have the time and it feels right for you to be doing it twice a day, then go ahead and do it twice a day. Honestly, it will help you even tune in better to your intuition, which is going to tell you on a day-to-day basis what you need more. And I'm always encouraging people to go inside and listen to what your personal intuition is telling you about anything, including the CD. Because you may need it twice today, mm-hmm. or twice for this whole first week or two or month. Mm-hmm. And then you may find, as a meditation, it's just once a day is enough, or, you know, every other day, and then I play it in the house. When just let yourself, don't be rigid with it.
Probably shouldn't do it while you're driving, though, huh?
Off the record, I don't know what to think about that right now.
It is very, very relaxing, and it does put you in, you know, just a whole different, atmosphere. Or something,
right.
You know?
And yet, for commuters, people who have long drives, if you get stressed out driving home all the time,
mm-hmm.
you know, I had my bookkeeper, she hadn't had a chance to listen to it, and she had to drive a long distance here in L.A. to a meeting, and so she realized that we had just come in the mail, and she grabbed it and put it on in the car. And when she came home, she said, "I have just decided I'm going to write a letter to the Department of Motor Vehicles and recommend that they give one of these out with every driver's license." She said, "Because I just had the nicest drive."
Oh my goodness!
And yet, you know, and I had a lady drive home on the first night of a 2-day workshop, and mm-hmm. she was playing it. And she said, she came back next day, and she said it was really great. She said, "But when I was driving back this morning, it was a totally different experience." And I had to kind of like pull over for a few minutes because I really just wanted to. I mean, not that she couldn't, but, you know, I just wanted to pull over for a minute. So, you know, just experiment. If you find it relaxes you too much, then don't get it in the car. But
well, again, I want to thank you for coming and sharing with us. We look forward to watching you blossom these retreats. I know they're going to be around the world in no time. And you invited people if they wanted to be a kind of like a facilitator of one of these.
A local coordinator.
Local coordinator to have your people contact her people.
Exactly.
LindsayWagner.com, LindsayWagnerInternational.com, our unstoppable woman of power for these past couple weeks has been none other than acclaimed actress. And now we can say world-renowned holistic practitioner, Lindsay Wagner. Thank you again, Lindsay. We appreciate you. Thank you for sharing with the Women Power Talk Radio listeners.
Thank you.
So, and Lindsay, as we close out, we're going to go ahead and play a little bit of Crystal Cathedral just to give them a little taste of what they're going to be receiving when they go and order this today.
Yes. Thank
All right.
You.
For joining us for another edition of WPR Women Power Talk Radio, where each week we feature unstoppable women of power. You're listening to Lindsay Wagner's Open to Oneness. Your well-being is closer than you know. Make sure you check out her website to purchase this and other products, books and bookmarkers. It's just a fantastic website. You got to check it out. And you do that by going to LindsayWagner.com or LindsayWagnerInternational.com. This is Raven Blair Davis. I look forward to you joining us next week as we feature another unstoppable woman of power. Thank you for joining us once again. And please share us with a friend. Visit us weekly by going to www.women.com. power-radio.com. We appreciate you. God bless.
You unstoppable woman, it's your time to shine. Boom, women, turn the life around. If you got the power, there's no you can't achieve. Can nobody stop you if you believe?
Did you know that you are the only one who can take control of your life and your circumstances? If you're ready to take control of your future by starting your own home-based business, then Raven Blair Davis's Careers from the Kitchen Table 2010 Home Business Directory was written for you. This book will give you hope and proof that yes, you absolutely can. One, start your own home-based business. Two, gain complete control over your income. And three, stop depending on a job that might not always be there. Go to www.2010homebizdirectory.com and order your copy today. That's 2010homebizdirectory.com.